Money, Riches, and Wealth is sponsored by the Financial Consulate.
Say you don't need no diamond rings, and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your host, Drew Tignanelli.
And this is Drew Tignanelli here with Money, Riches, and Wealth. Co-host tonight is Madison Maddie Bennett. Maddie, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
What's your preferred name? I've never asked you that. Maddie or Madison?
More so Maddie.
Really? You like the Maddie better? You like the informal a little better, right?
Yes. I introduced myself as Madison, but then after a while, you can call me Maddie.
All right. Well, I'm glad that I can call you Maddie and be more informal with you. But anyway, Maddie, we're on an open show tonight. That means our listeners are our guests. They get to determine the direction of the conversation tonight. They get to say, this is the topic I'd like to talk about, because if you could help me with this, it would really be beneficial to me. So if you want to call in and ask that question, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680, if you want to direct the conversation tonight. Otherwise, you could just get to hear us ramble on about whatever topic we want to talk about. And that may not be beneficial to you. So if you're courageous enough to call in, 410-922-6680. And so, Maddie, there are lots of topics we could talk about. Do you have any that you're thinking about?
Yeah, I've had a lot of clients recently ask me, because they see in the news issues with banks and possibly them defaulting or going bankrupt. And I wanted to get your input and thoughts on it.
Well, you know, it's pretty simplistic as to what's happening. You know, you've raised the Federal Reserve raised interest rates up to 4-5% now, and banks are still trying to offer just 0.1% on deposits, right? And you got these online banks that are offering 4-5% on your deposits, and so people are saying, wow. If it's the same risk, I'm FDIC insured with this bank and this bank. This bank's offering 0.01%. This bank is offering 5% or 4.5%. Why am I leaving my money here? And so people are taking their deposits out. Now, most banks don't care about that as long as the deposits don't come out too fast. That's always the key with any bank. It's the amount of money that's coming out that is the issue. And as long as it comes out as a nice moderate pace, they could care less, because the people who are still staying behind are quite satisfied. Not that they're thinking about it consciously, but unconsciously they're satisfied with nothing on their money. And they just make a fortune off those people sitting stagnant on that money. You know, but the banks aren't going to go bankrupt. They're in much better shape than they were in 2008. I like to tell people, I was here in 2008. I was here in 1980 and 1990 when banks also went almost under. And what's going on today is nothing compared to 1980 and 1990 and 2008 of all. 2008, we were literally, Maddie, looking over the Grand Canyon and ready to collapse into the abyss of the financial system. And they just barely pulled it back. Today, you know, we have a few problems with a few banks that didn't think out the fact that interest rates were rising, and they'll be taken over by the bigger banks, and your JP Morgans and your PNCs and M&Ts. They'll just become bigger and bigger and bigger, and nothing will ever happen of that. You know, the other thing people are all thinking about is this debt ceiling, you know, mm-hmm. And do we have any callers online?
We do. We have one.
Let's go to them, because okay. I'd rather answer their question than just pontificate on things.
Sounds good. All right. We've got Paul from Randallstown. Hi, Paul.
How y'all doing?
Good.
This kind of feeds into Maddie's question. I'm just curious about your take on the recession. Small, medium, large, how soon, how bad, and when would you see a good time to be to take money off the sidelines and go back into the market?
Well, actually, you know, I don't think we're going to have a significant recession unless something really weird happens. And don't get me wrong, I'm not referring to debt default. I think the debt default thing is a bunch of hype that media is, you know, I was telling Maddie before the show, do not ever listen to media. When media is telling you something, they're wrong. And let me explain why they're wrong. It's because markets think ahead. So when media starts harping something, the market has already thought about it. Even if the media was the first one to bring it up, the market has already thought about it. This debt default thing's been talked about for months now. It was talked about when the Republicans first took control of the House of Representatives back in November. They were worried about it. Now they're just harping on it like it's no tomorrow. Markets have already thought about it. Markets are forward thinking 6 months to 12 months in advance. So, you know, the markets are saying, hey, unless something really unusual happens with debt default that we couldn't even begin to have fathomed, then it's a non-event. And media is just hyping on something because that's how they make money, is they create greed and fear into your heart. So, you know, I'm not too worried about recession at this point in time. It could happen. The Federal Reserve could be stupid enough to continue to raise rates like there's no tomorrow, like they're the saviors of inflation, like they were the non-saviors of inflation in 2021. But anyway, I got to take a quick pause, and when I come back, we can finish up on that conversation. But you'll have to hold with us, Paul, and we'll come back and you can follow up that question. We'll be right back. Money, Rich, and Wealth. This is Drew Tignanelli, and I have a question for you. Is your financial advisor a doctor of personal financial advice? Do you get strategies to reduce taxation, Social Security, Medicare advice, sophisticated retirement planning, investment allocation strategies, estate planning, or help with any issue of money? It is time you do a financial physical with me and my team at the consulate and experience the difference. You hear the depth of knowledge we have about personal finance, so do a financial physical and you'll experience what we believe an advisor should do for you. They should be independent, experienced, credentialed, fee-only, comprehensive fiduciaries. They should be a doctor of personal finance and not salespeople selling you products. Set up an introductory meeting by calling 410-823-SAVE, 410-823-SAVE, or go online, financialphysical.com. That's financialphysical.com. It's time you experience the difference.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're back, Money, Riches, and Wealth. We're here on an open show. That means our guests are the listeners. They get to direct the conversation tonight. If you would like to call in and direct a conversation like Paul's doing right now, 410-922-6680. There's no one on the line, so lines are totally open. 410-922-6680 if you'd like to call in and direct the conversation. And Maddie?
I have a very special person listening tonight that I wanted to give a shout out. My mom, Annette Bennett. Thank you for listening.
There you go. All right. She knows you're a rock star, doesn't she?
Yes, she does.
Anyway, we're here on an open show, 410-922-6680. If Paul's still there, Maddie?
Yep, Paul's still here. I'll bring him on. Hi, Paul.
Hey.
Hey, Paul. Yeah. So, you know, in the sense of the recession, you know, I mean, again, that's another thing that the media has talked about, you know, ad nauseum. And, you know, is it going to happen? Probably might happen. But so far, the market has yawned at the concept. The market knows about it. And you know, that's the concept that most people can't wrap their head around the stock market, is that when events happen, they're all upset because the market doesn't react the way they expect them to react because, you know, this horrible thing has happened. Well, the market already thought about that 6 months ago, and that's why it's not reacting the way you expect it to react today. You have to think about the market 6 months to a year in advance. What's going to happen 6 months or a year in advance of now? And the answer is, we're headed into a presidential election year. Well, when you head into a presidential election year, the Federal Reserve is going to be very, very reluctant to do anything other than try to get the economy in the best shape possible, because it's an unwritten law that when you're in an election year, the Fed wants to be neutral. If the Fed goes into 2024 trying to smash the economy, to drain inflation out of the economy, they know they're going to be in trouble. And if they do that and they cause the incumbent party to lose the presidential election, they're going to pay for it somewhere down the road. And so they try to be neutral as best as possible. You go through all history and you'll find that that is true with the Federal Reserve. Have they been successful all the time? No, but they've always tried to do the best they can to be neutral in an election year. So that's my thought about it.
Yeah, so money on the sidelines. It seems like the NASDAQ has been good this year, but the S&P's kind of been flat.
Well, I don't know it's been flat. It's up like 8 or 9% so far year to date. You know, after today, I guess it's only about 7.5%, but it was up as high as 10% a week or so ago. So that's not a bad year in any way, shape, or form, is it?
No, so you don't see, you don't see a lot of purpose behind keeping a lot of money on the sideline right now, then?
You know, it never hurts to have some money on the sideline at all times. Warren Buffett's proven that for years, that to have powder dry, you know, if you have a portfolio of $500,000 and you have $50,000 or $100,000 dry powder on the sideline, certainly doesn't hurt at any time to have that. But, you know, if you're holding $300,000 or $400,000 on the sideline, you're probably making a serious mistake.
Yep.
All right, Paul?
Thank you for
good
your
question.
Help.
Great question. Who's up next, Maddie?
All right, next up we have Lee from Towson. Hi, Lee.
Good morning, afternoon. I know in a couple of years the tax brackets are going to change, but I'm wondering, this cap of $10,000 on in the federal system on state tax deductions, is that going to go away or is that going to be permanent?
No, that's a sunset agreement also in 2026. So the Trump tax laws of 2017 that went into effect in 18. All are going to disappear, including the SALT tax minimum, the state and local income tax minimum for itemized deductions of $10,000. All disappear in 2026. So not only will we go back to higher tax brackets, but you'll also be able to deduct a lot more state and local income taxes. So that'll be somewhat of a benefit to some people.
I thought that some of the things are going to be permanent, like the change in the alimony deduction.
Some of those things are, I do believe you're right, that the alimony, you know, the tax deductibility of alimony is permanent. I believe the majority of what you saw from the Tax Act is changing in 2026, including the SALT tax.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, sir. Good question. Excellent question. We're here on an open show, Maddie. 410-922-6680. If you want to direct the conversation, like Paul and Lee just did, and you say, hey, this is what's important to me. I could care less what you're rambling about. I want to direct the conversation in the direction that I'm going, not in the direction that you're going. And here's my question. So if you want to ask that question, 410-922-6680. Nobody else online right now, Maddie?
Nope, no. The lines are
okay.
Open.
Well,
so
the
call
lines
in.
Are open. Yeah. I wanted to just remind everybody that I wrote the book, The Financial Physical, if you want to get a copy of that. In 1990, I thought about the fact that the financial services industry ought to operate a lot like doctors of general practitioners of medicine. They ought to be independent. They ought to be fee-only. they ought to be. In other words, the doctor shouldn't take a prescription commission when they prescribe Lipitor and things of that sort. Doctors shouldn't get a commission when they send you over to a cardiologist and say, hey, you know, if you can do open heart surgery on this guy and you make $10,000, give me $1,000 of it, you know, and so forth. Doctors should be highly educated, credentialed, and experienced before they work with clients. When I got into this industry in 1979, which was just like a year or two before you were born, right, Maddie?
Yep, just a year or two.
You know, when I got in this industry in 1979, they gave me 2 weeks of sales training up in Minneapolis, Minnesota, threw me out on the street and told me I was a financial advisor. They still do that today. They still give sales incentive trips to people. When I was with Raymond James, they used to send me to Switzerland and Kenya and Sweden and you know, Eastern Europe and all these different trips that I got to take for free. And, you know, because I was considered one of their top salespeople. Well, that's ridiculous. It was after that last trip that I took where I said to my wife, I said, you know, look, you know, our clients are paying for this. Why am I doing this? I need to get away from this sales mentality and become a true professional and help people and so forth. So anyway, you get the book, The Financial Physical. You get it on Amazon. We priced it to sell, $5.99 in the paperback version and $2.99 in the Kindle version. And I hope you'll pick it up. There's at least 30 educational pieces that in the total book. So, you know, it's not only a good story, but it's also a great educational tool. Anyway, who do we have online here, Maddie?
All right. Next up, we have Frank. Hi, Frank.
Hi. How are you folks?
Good. What can we do?
Okay. I have some questions. This is my situation. Okay. I have a number of online banking areas in which I've deposited large sums of money, and I've been pretty happy with them. That includes like Discover, Ally, Capital One, and I also have a couple of credit union accounts. Okay, one of them's a Federal Credit Union Security Plus, and the other one is a State Credit Union CQ. The problem that I have right now is that I'm scraping money off of a number of these different accounts, and I was looking for a safe area to put these, and I'm doing that because I want to be sure that I'm close to the FDIC okay amount. So I basically was looking for the online, you know, type accounts. And one of the accounts that I looked at, because what I need them to have is a decent yield, and also to give me the ability to have a checking account and possible CDs too, so that I have a range of different ways to put my money in and also a way to get it out, and that's with the checking account. Okay, so I was looking online and I saw one of the places. It was called Synchrony. Have you ever heard of that?
Sure, but you're going to have to hold on with me, and I'm going to answer this when I come back. I got to take a hard break at 6:29. So you're going to have to hold, Frank, and hopefully Phil will also hold. He'll be right back. Money, Riches, and Wealth.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're back. Money, Riches, and Wealth. We still have Frank and Phil on the line. Hopefully, Phil's still there.
Yep.
We're on an open show. We have plenty of lines open because only Phil and Frank are online. 410-922-6680 if you want to call in for this last half of the show. But let's go back to Frank, answer his question quickly so we can get to Phil also. Frank, what can we do? Synchrony.
Okay, well, I mentioned to you that I was looking for another online area, and you know, I found Synchrony, I guess it's pronounced.
Yeah.
Because they offered, you know, a couple of different areas, you know, high yield, the money market. The interesting thing is that the money market has an embedded checking feature in it and CDs. Now, before I stick my money anywhere or move it to anything, I like to try to do my homework to a degree. So I called up to speak to a customer rep there, and I was not at all, okay, enamored, okay, by, you know, the customer rep. So with the other onlines, I think, you know, they're fantastic. But anyway, so it got me kind of like a little concerned. So, you know, as I went,
well, let me give you a solution that I would use, okay? So number one, Synchrony is the old GE Financial. So that's where they came from.
What
they
just
What's that?
What did you say they were?
GE Financial, General Electric Financial. So General Electric had diversified into many different industries. One was finances, and they spun the financial institution off, and they sent the insurance company off as Genworth, and they sent the banking industry off as Synchrony. So that's where it came from. But here's what I would do. I would put all my money that I have liquid that I want to be safe and get a high yield in a U.S. Treasury money market fund at a brokerage firm, okay? Because that's safer than any FDIC insured thing, and it's getting 4 to 5% right now. It's probably getting more than most of the online banks are getting. And you know you're 100% protected. You don't have to worry about whether it's $1 million or $1 billion. It's still 100% and protected. There's no insurance that you have to worry about. You're just protected because it's all 100% United States Treasury bills. You link the brokerage account directly to your checking account, whichever one it is you choose. It gives you the best customer service, gives you the best interest rate, the best liquidity that you can write checks with, bill pay, et cetera, et cetera. And it's a done deal. You don't have to sit around and be dealing with 15 institutions or whatever and wondering, am I insured, et cetera, et cetera. That's what I would do.
Yeah, I did it for the ease of being able to move money around, you know, by using the online banks, and of course they were getting.
But the brokerage account is just as easy, if not easier, because you only have one account and you put a direct ACH link to whatever checking account you have, and it's the exact same thing as going from one online bank to another online bank.
Okay, can I ask you one more question?
Quickly,
like with the Synchrony. I like go online and I check comments, okay, on places. What is your standing or ideas on, you know, people when they comment? Because it had an absolute terrible record online.
I mean, you know, look, the only reason I'm going to any bank is I'm looking strictly for FDIC insurance. I'm not trying to get the highest rate of return, because tomorrow the bank that had the lowest rate of return could be the highest rate of return, and the one that has the highest rate of return could have the lowest rate of return. That's the way those online banks work. But I do want good customer service. So if I don't see good customer service, I'm probably going to avoid it as best as possible.
Well,
all right. Good question, Frank. I got to go to Phil.
All right. Hi, Phil.
Hi. How you doing?
Great. And you?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, tell us what's going on.
I have a question. First of all, I'll give you a profile. I'm retired. I'm 80. And every year I had an IRA, which was around $296,000.
Okay.
And every year I have to take an RMD out of there.
Okay.
But the money wasn't doing anything. I was sitting in T. Rowe Price.
Okay.
Now, about 2 months ago, I switched my money to Aegis Capital.
Right.
And whoever they stuck me with, it's been a bloodbath.
Hmm.
I'm losing, first month I lost close to $9,000.
In the last few months?
Yeah.
You should be making money right now.
It should be, but it isn't.
Huh.
So
that's fascinating.
This is my question. The fund they put me with is a buffer fund. It absorbs up to 10% of your losses.
Okay, so they're doing those structured notes.
Okay, now my question is, at the end of this, it's a 15-month time period here. At the end,
you get your money back.
Right, I understand that.
Okay,
but if I'm hemorrhaging more than 10%, can I write that money off on my income tax in the SALT area?
You're not only if you liquidate would you have that, but if you just hold it. So let's say you put $10,000 in it and it's gone down 15%, let's say. If you just hold it until the 15 months are over, they're going to give you your $10,000 back. So there's nothing that you've lost that you can take off.
I understand all of that. That's all part of the buffer. My question is it more if I lose more than 10%? Can I put that against my RMD during my tax?
No. Unfortunately, the answer is no. So in other words, if I have $100,000 in the stock market goes down 10% and my account's only worth $90,000 at the end of the year, I can't tell the IRS that I took $10,000 out of my IRA because I just lost $10,000. It just didn't work like that.
Mm. Oh, I was just curious if I could write the loss off on my income taxes.
Yeah, well, you know, from what you're telling me, I don't think you'll actually lose any money if you actually just hold it until it matures 15 months from now.
You know, I don't mind holding it. I can sit tight. But it looks like we're going to be in real rocky waters soon.
Well, you see, you know, and you're bringing up a great point, Phil, is that these people come out there and try to sell you all these goofy products that they're trying to just appeal to your emotional side and tell you, look, you're not going to lose any money. Look, you're going to do this. Your market goes up, you're still going to make money. But if it goes down, you're not going to lose any money. And that's what people want to hear. And then they get into it and they all of a sudden realize that, oh, wow, you know, there's some level of truth here, but what they told me wasn't true.
Well, and, look, I know I'm a lollipop at this point.
And I understand.
I'll have to hold it. I was just concerned if my money drops lower than 10% or higher than 10%, if I'd somehow be able to recoup that.
No. So that's
well, there
the
it
answer.
Is. Simple question, simple answer.
I'm sorry about that, Phil. That's the best I can do for you. Okay, anyway, we're on an open show tonight, Maddie. So if you want to call in, there's nobody else online, right? 410-922-6680. If you want to call in, get on to the last half hour of the last quarter hour of the show, 410-922-6680, and direct the conversation, 410-922-6680. And hopefully Annette's still out there listening to us, right?
I know. I think she is.
Has she texted you, say, oh, thanks for the shout out
she
there,
did.
Maddie. There
she
you
did.
Go. Anyway, we're on an open show, 410-922-6680, if you want to call in. And again, I just want to remind you of the financial physical book that we wrote. I think you'll find it beneficial to you to learn more about this industry. And you can get that on Amazon.com. We priced it to sell $5.99 for the paperback version. There's no shipping fees. It's no, you know, there are taxes that you have to pay, but that's a nominal. And you can get the Kindle version for $2.99. So I hope you go out there and get that and learn more about this industry. We don't make any money. We price this so that we didn't make hardly anything other than just to make sure that we didn't have to pay anything to do it. So hopefully you'll get the financial physical at Amazon.com. Right now, Maddie, we got to take a break. And lines are open, 410-922-6680. This is Drew Tignanelli, and I have a question for you. Is your financial advisor a doctor of personal financial advice? Do you get strategies to reduce taxation, Social Security, Medicare advice, sophisticated retirement planning, investment allocation strategies, estate planning, or help with any issue of money? It is time you do a financial physical with me and my team at the consulate and experience the difference. You hear the depth of knowledge we have about personal finance, so do a financial physical and you'll experience what we believe an advisor should do for you. They should be independent, experienced, credentialed, fee-only, comprehensive fiduciaries. They should be a doctor of personal finance and not salespeople selling you products. Set up an introductory meeting by calling 410-823-SAVE, 410-823-SAVE, or go online, financialphysical.com. That's financialphysical.com. It's time you experience the difference.
Back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And we're back, Money, Riches, and Wealth, here with Madison Bennett. And, Maddie, we haven't had any gremlins this week like we did last week when Jackson was here with me.
No,
you didn't
I
have
heard.
To, you didn't have to pick up and figure out what to talk about for 5 minutes when I was knocked off the show with Jackson last week.
I know, thank goodness. Jackson was a good person to handle that.
He did a fine job last week. Anyway, we're here on an open show, Maddie, 410-922-6680. We have only about 10 minutes left. We could probably take about two callers if you want to call in and ask your question. All lines are open. For some reason, it's been so slow tonight. 410-922-6680. 410-922-6680 if you want to call in and ask a question. And, you know, Maddie, we were talking about the debt default, you know, and it's all in the news. And, you know, you're going to lose all your money and the world's coming to an end and the American 401k is going to go to zero if these politicians are crazy enough to default, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Media is going on and on and on and on. But, you know, one thing you always have to keep in mind is, number one, the media has no idea what's going on. They say things to promote money. They're looking to scare you or to make you greedy to get you to come back to their channel or their articles or their podcast or whatever the case may be, to try to get you to come to them so that their advertisers will make money from you coming and clicking on their sites and clicking on their advertisers or whatever. That's what media does. They don't produce anything beneficial to the average person when it comes to investing, because markets are forward thinking. They think in 6 months to a year ahead. They know about the story of the debt default. It's already been known for 5-6 months now. They've been thinking about it. The markets have been and discounted it 6 months to 8 months ago. They don't need to worry about what the media says about it today. Anyway, don't worry about it. Go to sleep at night and don't worry what those guys are going to do in Washington. It's more than likely, it might be like a 1 or 2 day extravaganza if something actually happens. But, you know, and I could tell you story after story about this. Anyway, let's go to our listeners, Maddie.
All right.
And see what they have to talk about.
All right. Next up, we have Dave. Hi, Dave.
Yeah, I wanted to ask Lou, what is that account he was talking about? Was that a treasury money market?
Yeah, so you go to any brokerage firm, Schwab or Fidelity or Vanguard, and you ask them for a U.S. Treasury money market fund. You buy it for $1 a share, and you can always guarantee to liquidate it for $1 a share, and they're paying about 5%. And the people that insure the FDIC is the federal government. So if you have a direct treasury obligation of the United States government, it's safer than the FDIC, period. End of the story. And it pays 5%. Most of these online banks are only paying 3.5% to 4.5%. So, you know, you're better off in a U.S. Treasury money market fund.
U.S. Treasury money market fund, and it's 5%, I see.
Yeah, yep. And
FDIC, like you said.
It's what?
It's the same insurance as FDIC.
It's better than the FDIC, because the FDIC is only the FDIC because of the U.S. government guarantee of it. So the FDIC is an indirect guarantee of the U.S. government. A treasury is a direct obligation of the U.S. government. So it's much better. Anyway, Dave, good question. I got to go to Ann. I got to go to Ann because I'm not going to get everyone in here tonight.
All right. Hi, Ann.
Hello.
Yeah, how can we help you, Ann?
Yes, I have a question I would like to put forward to you. In the case that the government would not have an agreement made on this debt situation we have, you hear the worst information on the radio about how many people would lose their job. I would like your opinion. If we do go bankrupt, paint me the picture of what would happen to the general public and to the value of the dollar and to the status of our government.
Well, you know, What's happening currently has nothing to do with going bankrupt. It has to do with shenanigans between two political parties trying to maneuver and act like they're doing something wonderful for their constituents. And the U.S. government is not going to go bankrupt. And the markets know that. And the, you know, so... It's the media publicizing this up as if they understand this better than anyone else. The media has no idea what they're talking about. So, you know, just go to sleep at night and don't worry about what the politicians are doing. They're going to negotiate out a deal. I don't know what the deal is going to be. I don't know what it's going to look like. But the worst case scenario that happens is the U.S. government won't be able to overspend anymore. And the debt ceiling won't go higher anymore. And all the debt that we have is going to be the max amount of debt that we could have. And the tax revenues will still come in. We'll pay our bills. We're just not going to be able to spend more and more and more and more and more money and continue to add debt after debt after debt after debt after debt. So it could be the best thing that ever happens to this country if they don't raise the debt ceiling anymore. And so I wouldn't worry about it, you know, and the markets are showing you that you shouldn't worry about it.
I think I just heard on a news show this morning that they were saying that Social Security would be affected, Medicare.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
They announced on one of the major news stations.
Well, because they're looking to scare you. That's what media does. That's how they make their money. They make their money by getting you to come to their television stations, come to their websites, and read and listen to the stuff they're saying to scare you and to make you greedy. Because if you do, their advertisers will be extremely happy that you're watching and listening to their radio shows. And I could prove that to you over and over and over.
Well, I agree with that, but I also have concern that the poor Ukrainian people... Biden just said that he was going to give X amount of billion dollars more to them. And then we have the influx of immigrants that we have a tendency to take care of. Where does this present government stop and put a buckle on their spending?
Well, that's one of the things that this debt ceiling debate could potentially do. And so I wouldn't worry about it. We got to go to John. I want to try to get John in also, you know, before we finish this. So let's see what John has to say, Maddie.
All right. Hi, John.
Hey, I thought maybe you'd do a show at some point, perhaps just a suggestion on like in 2026 when all those tax laws change, what we should all expect, because you got me thinking. So the standard deduction, that's going to go way down, right, like it used to be.
Yeah, but, you know, then the itemized deductions will be easy to hit because you'll have state and local income taxes and property taxes you can take unlimited on.
Right, if you like, I'm married, so you'd have to hit, you know, around 27,000, roughly.
No, you right now you have to hit 27,000, but when we sunset, you only have to hit 13,000.
Yeah, so I'm just thinking where, like, for example, I usually pay my real estate property tax, you know, by the end of the year. I usually pay it by the end of the year. But one time, and there's a little penalty if you wait until, you know, repay a little penalty. But if I could deduct that whole thing going into 2026, then I'm happy to pay a little penalty in 2025 and have it all go into 2026. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you would only want to have half of it go into 2026. You wouldn't want it all to go into 2026. But it is a possibility if you're not getting any benefit of your property tax deduction,
right.
And you can put three quarters of it into 2026 or 1.5% of it into 2026, it might be a wise strategy to do that, you know? So those are the kind of things you're going to have to think about. And those are the kind of things that we're going to be talking about with our clients in 2025. There's no doubt about it, John. So you're way ahead of everyone.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, you know, other things I might donate, I'm going to hold on to them. I can hold on to them for a year or two, and then I'll be able to get credit for the donation that I get now. for example.
Yeah, look, you know, we've been talking to clients about bunching all their charitable givings into 1 year, like in 2023, do all their 23, 24, and 25 giving now in 23. But then when you get to 25, you want to delay all your giving to 26. Yeah. So those are the kind of things you're going to start thinking about with the. But you never know. These politicians could change the laws on us again. Anyway, John, we're out of time. We got to go. Great question. Maddie, always a pleasure to be with you.
Always a pleasure to be on the show. Thanks for having me.
And great to have Annette listening to us tonight.
Yes.
You know, I look forward to meeting them someday, your mother and father, you know?
They look forward to it as well.
Anyway, this is Drew Tignanelli saying God bless.
Show them the way you feel. Things are gonna